you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
And another one.
And another episode.
And another one.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode. Hit it, Murmur.
Of No Need for
Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin.
And we're back with another episode, finally.
For your stinking asses.
For your stinking ass. It felt like we ain't been here for a while.
It feels like it, but to them it hasn't, because we always drop one every single week.
No matter what.
So we miss it, but y'all don't. Y'all been up to date.
Yeah.
And shit.
So yeah, we got shit in the can, but it's good to see you, bro. Shit.
It's good to see you too, man. It feels like forever. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was strange because I was over at Pete Davidson's family's house. So
yeah.
A very, very nice traditional white Thanksgiving. They didn't even make macaroni and cheese.
They
kept just away from it. They like avoided all the stereotypes. Because they just kept turkey.
Yeah.
Maybe a little ham, right?
Yeah.
Yams, turnips,
Yeah.
And mozzarella with the little tomatoes in the crackers.
What the fuck is mozzarella?
The boiled mozzarella, the big ball of mozzarella cheese, they boil it and they cut it. And
okay.
It's like, it's thick like meat, but it's cheese, and you just put it on a cracker, and they had like shrimp cocktail. So it was like,
okay.
Oh shit, they really played the fucking, they played the traditional white Thanksgiving, so it was nothing for me to judge.
So what was the sides, though?
Well, I will tell you, nigga, white people got this yam pie on lock, like that.
Wait,
Boston Market
yam pie is with it got like marshmallows
with the oats on the shit,
yeah.
They caramelized it, bruh.
But see, black people had that too. At least I only live with one black lady who made it. It was called Yamalo.
Yeah, my mom made Yamalo.
Yeah, isn't
but
that what
but
this
they
is?
Did something with the top where it was like a brown sugar cinnamon toast crunch crust.
Really?
And when you, I said,
yeah,
niggas got some learning to do. These little white people would have fucked around. I had like three helpers of that shit.
Yeah. So what were the sides, though? If you saying there was no mac, what was the replacement of the
they
mac?
They had the turnips.
Okay.
Corn, huh?
Uh-huh.
They had
corn on the cob or off the cob?
Just corn.
Okay.
And just like, look like canned corn. Canned corn.
Yeah, I fuck with canned corn, though.
I think it was succotash, huh?
What the fuck is succotash?
That's lima beans and more corn.
Wait, how many corn?
They had two corns, and then it was broccoli and carrots, and then fucking the turnips.
What type of carrots? Like, I don't know.
I think it was baby carrots. It was good.
He'll get you a new one.
We've shared.
Oh my God, Chloe!
You coming in here busting around and shit? She late. Jesus Christ!
But anyway. Yeah, so it was a great time. Shout out to Pete Davis and his family. Very, very wonderful people.
Good shit, man.
Yeah.
I still want to, I got to look up succotash. Is there a way that you can pull up succotash?
Succotash. S-U-C-C-O-tash.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Did succotash come before Sylvester?
Sucker and succotash.
So he's referencing the dish?
Yeah.
And he's saying,
suffering, because don't nobody like succotash.
Oh,
that shit just
so
sits on the side.
Suffering, succotash.
Thank you.
Ew, nigga.
Can you bring me some water? How you just come in here with paper? I want some water.
See, look at Chloe coming around Boston.
Why are you
Boston.
Coming here late, Boston, smelling like waffles?
Yep.
I like that. Chloe came here smelling like straight waffles.
If you cook it, I fuck with some succotash. It looks like tacos.
Taco toppings. Filling, but it wasn't that.
Yeah. That's what succotash looks like.
And they had pepperoni, crackers, and cheese. It was nice.
That's dope.
Nice.
What was your mama?
My mom was with the church fam, my god aunt, and all my god nieces, cousins.
Okay.
With them eating, and then she went home early, and we talked. She was like, yeah, it's different without you here. And I was like, yeah, it is, because I don't know if I like it. So I think I'm going to have to always.
Don't lose that tradition, man.
I was like,
always get back home, nigga.
But I'm there all Christmas. I'm feeling good. Yeah. I made enough money to lace Mom and Nell up this year, finally, to think it's awesome fly. I could probably put a racetrack around the tree, nigga.
All right. Why would you want to do that?
Is that
your childhood dream or something?
It's just because I get to be the guy to get a gifts to them now.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, the tour was pretty successful. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Dope.
At least Christmas will be fly.
Yeah.
But oh shit. Oh
this is fucking
shit.
Chloe coming in late. Oh. How do you late to your
What's
own
up, Oda May? Huh?
30 minutes late.
What's up, Oda May? Huh?
How are you guys doing? It's so good to see both of you.
I love you. Yeah. You're looking golden brown as you always are.
I
like this.
You're my sister, but I'm always going to flirt slightly, just a little.
That shit dope.
I got it from Old Navy.
That looked like some vintage 70
clothes. So take care of it, because all Navy clothes stretch.
They do last a long time.
No, they don't.
They don't last a long time at all.
Stretch if you don't out. Wear them, the shape no, but like you just don't have to wear them all the time. Like you got to get enough so you don't have to wear it all the time.
It feels
oh,
like
you
got to
buy a lot of clothes. So, you out here balling out of control.
I mean, who can't ball in fucking Old Navy?
You should ball out of control.
Yeah, that's right. You can get like eight shirts.
You can go to Old Navy. You're like eight pair of jeans for like
$20. Dave Temple used to live and die by Old Navy.
But before that, I did.
Yeah.
Remember, I used to go to Old Navy and Aldo?
Yep.
Yeah.
All y'all smart, because I still was broke buying G-Stars. Yeah. Like, that's because
I was still broke buying Old Navy and shit.
You got to do high low. Like, I'll buy cheap clothes, but I'll buy like a nice pair of shoes or a nice coat. Or a nice pocketbook. Like, I just splurged on this bag that I have, which is like most I probably spent on a bag in a long
shit.
Time.
And
what's it's the on
bag?
The floor right
what's
now.
What's the bag? Why'd you get it? That's how you lose your money.
No, that's not.
That's the superstition. If you put your bag on the floor, you will go broke.
But this has little things
foster
on the
child
bottom of it, so it could be on a. It could be on
what type of bag is it?
Longchamp?
Yeah.
Is that French?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it must be something, because I've never heard that shit. Is that a water? Then give me that water.
Yeah, I'll give you half. How about we share?
There you go.
How the fuck you going to...
There you go. Friends of all friends. All right. So, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news. Chloe is here promoting her new book.
She got a new book.
Oh, shit. A whole
Chloe
book.
Chloe wrote
Fuck
a book.
Fuck your diet, son. And
what
other
that?
Things.
That,
my thighs tell me.
Is that a scratch, or did you put something on your boobs?
No, it's
That's
a scratch. This is uncorrected proof. This is the rough cut.
This is the rough cut.
That's a
my
nice
friends write books. This is a thick ass book. Too.
That's a thick book. Jesus
I know, right?
Christ.
That's thick like Chloe. Yeah,
you write.
Yeah,
really write.
I did
wrote the fuck out of this.
Yeah, I didn't realize how thick it was until I got this copy. So the actual final copy is coming out. It comes on sale. It goes on sale January 7th. But you get this like months before, so you can send it out to press and media so they can read it and start writing reviews. I tried to send these two gentlemen a chapter to read, and they was like, nah.
Because we're not reading no fucking chapter.
You know you know how we all got TV shows? We don't watch them?
Mm-hmm.
Why you think books don't apply? Like, I know you got a book out. We know you great. But I might read a couple. Like, when we do the thing,
like,
I'll read a passage.
I got the book. Like, it's going to come to my house, and I'll read it within those 4 months.
Send me the order thing so I can buy the book today, please.
You didn't buy the fucking book?
Everybody go to fyourdiet.com.
Yeah.
Fyourdiet.com.
So you got a website for it to buy the book on?
Yeah.
Chloe's the best.
Fucking serious.
I know, yeah. That's what took me so long today. I haven't been sleeping well because I just been, you know, when your mind has like a million and one things to do. Like yesterday, I took like 4 hours sending emails to people because I have a book publicist, and this is just for anybody who's like doing a project. You can have like a book publicist, but you also need to have like another one. And I wasn't able to get another one because everybody was so busy.
You need two book publicists?
Yeah.
Why?
Because your book publicist. So basically, it's just like when you deal with a book publicist, they work for the company. They work for the book company. So they have multiple authors that they'll be working with.
Okay.
And then
of course,
somebody,
like an agency.
Yeah, like agencies. So, but you need somebody that's a little bit more dedicated. And don't get me wrong, my publicist has been doing amazingly well, but I've also had to like really pull back and use all the contacts that I've had from my time in media to help me get a lot more things. So it's just like constantly emailing people, checking up, doing all this stuff. It's just like, you know, I just been staying up really late. And then waking up late. But.
Good. Get
like,
yourself
a lot of people
espresso
don't notice,
machine.
Like a lot of people don't notice, ladies and gentlemen, that Chloe used to write for Flavor Magazine. She had 4 roommates.
Mm-hmm. She did. She used to dance on top of the roof.
That devil movie.
Keep your head up, right? Keep your head up. That's right.
Chloe is Khadijah. But anyway.
Khadijah Hardinson was her name?
I don't know her last name. She went out with a nigga named
Khadijah
Scooter.
James?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Then where did I get Khadijah Hardinson? Khadijah Hardinson?
Khadijah Hardinson is a real person.
I know. Did I just
Frames.
Can put, oh, that's so dope. Yeah.
Goddamn. Yeah, yeah. Maxine Shaw was the greatest independent whore.
Do you want to tell them what your book is about?
Yes. Yeah, please. Okay, so my book is a collection of essays about my experience with body image and body weight.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about my experience being a fat kid growing up. I also, you know, connect all the dots with all the conspiracy theories and political agendas that affect how we eat in this country. And I think a lot of times we are starting to see a shift now when it comes to talking about being obese or fat. And it's so easy to tell somebody, oh, just do blah, blah, blah. And I think now you realize, and what I point out in this book is like there's so many other things that contribute to how we eat. So like, for example, most Americans, even though we're a first world country, we live in food deserts, which means that you have to go a mile and a half plus to get to a supermarket.
Absolutely.
And so then if you don't have a car, if you don't have money for public transportation, then that makes it harder for you to get like fresh produce and
you're
fresh meat.
You're eating honey buns and zebra cakes.
And so then that means you live in a food swamp, which is like all of these fast food and delis come and they populate these areas because the rent is cheap or the crime is high and it's easier to like force people to eat this shit. So it's like a lot of things that you, when you say like, oh, we'll just do this. And then also I talk about like, you know, I eat for my blood type. And we talked about that before, like how your blood type can influence the foods that work well or don't work well for you. And then I also talk about just like America's fascination with ethnic foods, but hating ethnic people. So like this like weird things when you think about like we love Chinese food. But then the reason why Chinese food is so popular in this country is because of the Chinese Exclusion Act, which meant that in order for Chinese immigrants to come to this country, they had to own and operate a high-end restaurant, and that was the only way you can get here and live here. So it's like though all these other things, you know, and I also talk about like how my weight influenced my self-esteem and like, you know, and also give a guide for people who have low self-esteem on how to have sex. Because even though
been
I was...
Bend it over. That's it. Doggy style. First of all, I don't know what big girls don't know how to fuck.
But that's the crazy thing, because like, you know, people will shame a big girl and be like, oh, you don't have nobody, you ugly, unattractive. But it's like, yo, you live with me, you know how many dudes always coming on me. Onto me.
What happened?
I wasn't there for that.
What happened?
Could you rephrase when they were, I wasn't there when they were coming on her. I was there when they were coming over. But they're coming on her? Like, I was already out the house.
Yeah, this is, if you have any new listeners, Monroe and I were roommates for 4.5 years. So we've seen everything about each other. And not like that, though. But he's like my brother.
Absolutely.
But I've always gotten dick, so it was never an issue of being
big girls don't have a problem getting it. I think maybe with social media and all that stuff, it like brought it to the light, but growing up in Philly, big girls they were everywhere. And everybody was dicking them down.
I know. And it's like, you always see a big girl with a baby, Shola. How the fuck you think she got that baby?
Yeah. She didn't eat one.
Yeah.
She ain't like Kirby.
But I also think that, you know, it comes with like just self-esteem as in general. Now, I will say this. I definitely made a lot of bad decisions because I had low self-esteem when it came to men. And I tolerated a lot of shit that I should not have tolerated because it
like
was
like. Like what?
Like the basement.
Oh shit! Did you mention that?
Oh
in the
the basement.
Are you going to mention it now on the podcast?
I'll mention it. I don't care. I mean, it was too. It's too convoluted of a story to like.
She was hiding.
She was hiding for some ding-a-ling.
So this is a story, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me hear it.
Okay. So I met this guy, really handsome, right? They're all handsome. We went out, we had a couple drinks, and I'm grown. So I was like, all right, cool, let's go back to your place. So we go back to his place. And the whole time we were having drinks and we were talking, I was like, so you're single, right? Like, why are you single? Like, because like he's good looking, good job, nice place, like big dick. Like, I'm like, why are you single? What's up? Why y'all look at each other like y'all don't know me?
That's not a detail we give a shit about.
It is a detail everybody else gives a shit about, right?
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
and it plays a factor because you see how it plays out. It does play a factor, right?
Okay.
Because you'll do things for a person who has a big dick. If they don't have a big dick, you're not going to do the same things for them.
Okay. All right.
True. So, things have been done for me.
Yes. So we go out, we have drinks, we're talking, and, you know, I had met him prior to that. So, like, we were like, you know, just I'm trying to, like, look at him and get a feel of, like, why are you single? So he was like, I'm not dating anybody. I'm single. I was like, okay, fine. So we go back to his place. We have sex. Sex was great.
Okay.
Big old dick, like I said before. I just want to make you guys uncomfortable. And
I don't know if y'all know, Corey likes totem pole dick having niggas. And she always got to bring it up that his dick wraps around his kneecap.
Uh-huh.
Like, we don't give a shit.
goes to his wallet.
So to the back. Uh-huh. Like it tucks around and it tucks in the back. Yeah. Gone.
So
size queen, goddamn.
So we're laying in the bed, right? We're laying in the bed. Now he lives in a walk-up brownstone on the ground floor, right? He has a studio, nice studio on the ground floor. His windows face the street.
Mm.
So we laying in the bed, afterglow, and I'm like, you for real? Like in my mind, I'm like, yo, I got me a brand new booty call. The doula's near me. Like this is about to be popping. Like this is my new go to, right? In case
everybody
of emergency.
Gets excited.
Yeah.
Get a new
Yeah. And so I'm like, no, but for real, like, and I asked, and I was like, you're single. Like you don't have anybody that you like. There's nobody. And I already know that's a lie. If any man says he has nobody, he's already lying. Right?
Yeah. O'Neal said
that.
So
yeah. There's no such thing as single. It's just like you're not claiming that person or you're just dating. But like I when I was saying single, I'm like, I want to be like, are you involved? Like I meant like, are you seriously involved with somebody? Because this is some seriously involved dick. This ain't no like I ain't got nobody
like you
calling
were about
me.
To get
because she was about to get involved.
No.
Like,
she's
like, well, I'm about to scoop this up.
No.
Slowly.
No.
You were slowly trying to get involved.
No. Definitely not. But what I'm saying is that that's the type of dick that a woman would cling to. You get what I'm saying? Like she would make this her man. I wasn't in a position for that. I wasn't interested in that. But I could tell that this is some like what you doing, dick? You know what I'm saying?
So because it was top shelf, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm laying there, and I'm like, I just can't fathom that you don't have nobody, right?
Dick is confusing me.
Yeah. So as soon as I say that, right, we still laying in the bed, butt ass naked. As soon as I say that, his cell phone rings. Mm-hmm. No. Not his cell phone.
His pager? His
doorbell rings.
Oh, shit.
And it's a buzz. It's like, buzz, and I was like, that's interesting. And I was like, He goes, I don't know who that could be.
Yeah.
He goes, maybe, I don't know, maybe one of my upstairs neighbors ordered food and they just like ringing my bell.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, okay. Bzzz. Bzzz. Cell phones.
Just leaning on him.
Yeah. cell phones start going up. And I'm like, what is going on?
All right.
So he looks at his phone and he goes,
oh, shit.
Oh, shit. So before I even said anything, I just got up and went to the bathroom. And I'm in the bathroom. And I was like, yo, give me all my clothes. I'm butt ass. I was like, yo, give me all my clothes. I'm getting out. And we can't turn the light on because the window is on the street. So I'm more concerned, is somebody looking and they did this on purpose because they saw me in here or whatever?
Yeah. So did you think it was somebody who knew you?
No. I'm thinking it was like
his girl
or a chick or something like that. But I didn't understand this. I'm trying to figure out the circumstances. Like, did she see us and she's trying to catch us? Or did she just coincidentally happen to, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I get fully dressed, right? And then I'm come back out of the bathroom. He goes, okay, now this is what I'm thinking he's gonna do. Okay, listen, stay here. I'm gonna go take care of this and I'll be back.
Yeah.
No. He goes, hey, I'm gonna go to the front door. When I go to the front door, I want you to go to the basement.
Mm.
And just go to the basement and then, you know, sneak out or whatever. And I was just like,
sneak out or whatever.
What?
Sneak out or
so
whatever. You're a grown ass woman,
right? No, now keep in mind, I mean, I am grown. This was probably like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Because you were still living with me.
Yes.
Okay. So I was like, I have a split decision. And, you know, in your mind, you're like, if that was me, I would have.
Yeah.
But then I was like, yo, I got shit to do tomorrow. Like, I don't know if this bitch is out there with a bat, a crowbar. I don't know if it's a whole group of people.
Or
I don't
gun.
Know. Yeah, gun. Yeah. Like, I don't know what I'm walking into.
Yeah.
And so I was like, let me just go to the basement.
Yeah.
So I go to the basement.
Let me just go down to the basement.
I open the door and it's pitch black. It's pitch black. And it's a brownstone basement, right?
Yeah.
So it's pitch black. I go there. I just close the door. I leave it ajar because it's like pitch black.
Yeah.
And so he goes to the front door. He opens the door and he just got on like boxes in his shirt or whatever. I don't know. He's doing some like house clothes. And she goes, what the fuck was you doing? And he was like, I was asleep. She was like, no, you wasn't. You fucking lying. But it's like I'm listening for like the levity or the rage.
Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of levity. So I'm just like, oh, this bitch must just be crazy.
Yeah.
And so she just like going to his room and like his studio apartment and like close the door. And I stayed there for like at least like probably like 7 minutes. Cause I'm like, she gonna go in there. She gotta smell pussy in the air.
Yeah.
She gotta smell pussy in the air. And the fucking sheets is all rustled up, like you know what sex sheets look like, okay?
That's so funny.
I mean,
I think you're like, I know what pussy smell like.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
You better smell that shit. That's you how gotta you like.
Like, come on now. Everybody has a smell, but yeah. Like, you know what fresh sex smells.
Fresh sex smell.
I mean,
Badoosie, as the late also, Bernie Mac would say.
Booty digging pussy.
Badoosie.
But I'm just saying, like, you know when the pheromones are in the air, when it's this sweat and all that other stuff. You could look at the bed. I don't know if he straightened the bed up, but like, it was a fresh it was a fresh scene. Okay.
It's a fresh fuck.
Right. And so I waited like 7 minutes and I was like, let me get up out of here. And then I left and I walked. When I walked by, they was just chit chat, like talking, like nothing
wait,
happened.
Wait, so you walked out and around the corner? Like,
I walked
just to see what was going on?
No. I came out the basement. I closed the door and I just walked past his door in the hallway and I just left out. But I like made sure I like closed everything very quietly because I didn't want nobody coming out the door.
Yeah.
And then I just like walked home and I remember texting you like, you ain't gonna fucking believe what happened to me. And the craziest shit about it, this how niggas ain't shit, right? So then he texts me about like 45 minutes later. are you still in the basement? And I go, me and the fucking Ninja Turtles is eating pizza, nigga. I'm still in the fucking... No, man, I'm a goddamn basement.
Cowabunga, motherfucker.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, like, he hit me the next day. He was like, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, we just broke up and she just came over or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, in my mind, like... I know that's a lie because that energy wasn't we just broke up energy. Like, we just broke up energy and I'm stalking you and ringing your bell for no fucking reason. It's like, hey, what's up? Can you talk? It's not like, but you was so... It's not, that's not what it is. And I saw him, like, maybe once or twice after that. But, like, he hit me up and I was like, nah, I
can't. You weren't going to do it?
What?
Because if I don't know, but it sounds like the chick wasn't his chick. It just sounded like somebody he was just fucking on, too.
They almost sound like they was homies that used to fuck.
Probably, but this is...
And she caught feelings.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. You have to be honest, okay? And so one thing about me, and also, I don't bring this up in the book because also it was like a little complicated, and I kind of contained all of my sex stuff to one chapter, and I do a lot of breakdowns in the chapter about like intimacy and sex and how to deal with a fuckboy.
They're going straight for the sex chapter.
It's chapter 15.
Chapter 15.
Y'all are some freaks.
So,
this is the only time Derek gonna read
you.
A sex guide for those with low self esteem. Chapter 15, bruh. I might pick that up.
And so,
figure out how to get in there. I'm just joking.
Yeah, no, it's fine. So when I was like probably my heaviest and really not really feeling bad at myself, I had just dealt with like an illness. I was in the hospital for a long time. I just felt like really, really bad.
What was the illness?
Well, when I say a long time, it was like 10 days. I had MRSA. I had MRSA when it was like the MRSA outbreak in New York City in like 2008, 2009, or 2007 or whatever. MRSA is a highly resistant staph infection. Like, you know how wrestlers get staph infections?
Shit.
Yeah. And so I had it, and the whole city, it was like a massive outbreak in the city. So
how'd you get it?
I got it. I actually talk about it in the book. The chapter's called I Almost Died. The time I almost died. Yeah. I got it by going to a fancy fucking gym. And like one of those like really expensive gyms, a friend of mine had like a day pass and like come to this fancy ass gym. I want you to get your heated towels and your massage and all the shit. And I went and I sat and I stretched on somebody's mat, but they hadn't wiped it down. So their sweat. Yeah, I got it from someone else's sweat.
Ooh. Oh, see, that's why I only fuck with Blink.
Oh, you just don't have to touch anything.
Well, I spray down on my shit.
Yeah,
yeah. So
I plan to finish. I spray down on my shit.
Yeah, so I got it from there.
Cheap gyms.
I don't want nobody to get
X-Men. And gyms, period. Just gyms, period. Like, people's sweat is all over the place.
Damn.
And that's why, like, that's why wrestlers tend to get it a lot because of the sweat and the mat. And it's really hard to, like, kind of cleanse those mats.
Ugh.
But I had MRSA and I was in a hospital and I just felt really, really down, really, really low.
Yeah.
And I was probably almost like probably one of my heaviest. Like, I've been like, I'm not.
What's the heaviest?
My heaviest is probably like 275. I'm 6'1". But on
I was
woman,
270.
I know, but I carried it differently. Like, you seen my fat pictures. Oh, I actually got one in here. I got a fat picture in here. When I was at my biggest, it's kind of like,
is
that,
it in color or black and white?
No, it's black and white. Nobody. I mean, we ain't got fancy fucking letterhead like you do. This is my heavy. It's probably a heavy picture of me.
Look at that. You look like a nurse. Here, y'all. Look at that shit.
Right
look
here.
At that.
Yeah.
Right there.
Chloe sitting on top of herself.
She looked like the kid. You look like the lady who's always at the cookouts. You don't have a kid of your own, but all the kids respect you because you got like candy and shit.
I'm the fat aunt. I'm the cool fat auntie.
They were like, hey, Ms. Hillier.
I'm the one to sneak your baby shit when you're not in the room.
And you were like, you got all A's? Like, you look like. you let us, like remember Little Boys, there was always like a lady who would like hug you a little too long just so you can feel the titties on your head. You never had that lady? You had that fucking lady.
She just
hug you because she know what you need. She's like, go ahead, get your little
and then your arms drop.
Yeah.
You're like,
I don't do that.
You know how many big titties I had hugged by when I was a kid?
Uh-huh, yeah, but when I was big, I wasn't like big, big, big titty big. I was like good-sized titty, but like not massive.
You was a whole titty.
No, I was more. I had a lot of stomach, but I still, my stomach has always been my problem area, as you say, problem area. But like, no. But anyway, so after I got sick and I was like really depressed for like a while because it just really fucked up like my whole system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like really heavy. I wasn't working out because I definitely wasn't going back to the gym after fucking.
What were you eating in this picture?
A cookie. It was a holiday party.
She fucking getting down. Look at that shit. This makes me want to find my
your fat pictures. I got some of your fat pictures.
Now, I was fatter before I moved in with you, so yeah, I need to find those ones.
Yeah, Ro was big. Yeah.
I was a big boy.
Ro was big boy.
Yeah,
that's what you should do. Like that should be another hashtag. Like let people like have celebrities send their fat pictures.
Yeah,
that'll be dope. Yeah. Send y'all fat pictures when this book come out. Hashtag
FYD.
FYD,
fuck your diet.
Hashtag FYD,
book.
Fuck your diet, book. And yeah, tag yourself with
your
fat pictures.
Yeah,
your fat
before
pictures.
And after.
Yeah, before and after.
But anyway, really quickly. So the reason, I don't know how I was talking about, I got MRSA, I got sick. And so.
All this for some ding-a-ling? You got MRSA for ding-a-ling too?
No. I'm saying I got MRSA, I got sick. So then I was like really happy. And so the reason why you were talking about like just sex and intimacy is like, then I kind of got into the swing scene. And so when I got into the swing scene, why did you drop your head like that?
Because this is everything Derek wants.
So. Oh, you want to get into the swing scene?
No, I don't. Shut up. No.
You wouldn't do that? You wouldn't go to those parties?
I just, when Chloe talks about her sexual prowess, I just be like, damn.
Yeah, I know. You missed out.
did y'all? Because y'all still got that trip that y'all can take and nobody else know.
No.
Y'all can both go to Vegas.
No.
Y'all can both be booked at the Cellar. Cellar Vegas same time.
Mm-mm.
Y'all ain't got to never tell nobody.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Happen. But yeah, so I got into that. And that actually really, and the reason why I bring it up is because it actually helped with my self-esteem a lot. Because like, if you walk into a room and everybody wants to fuck you, you just be like, oh, I'm not that bad. Because like, there will be some people there that nobody wants to fuck. And they'll be like slim or skinny or whatever. And then you'll be like, it's me? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it just gave me like a boost of like self-esteem. So it really served a purpose.
Yeah.
And I don't do it anymore because I can't be out there like that in these streets.
Yeah, well, I don't. That just means you got to go to higher grade or more private swinging things. Like, you may have to go to shit with, like, the retinal scan.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
You just need to, like...
Like, you go in there and you fucking, like...
What the fuck are you saying?
What are you
He's
just
saying
say
put it towards the door.
What are you just talk to us? What are you saying? Your mic don't work?
I'm saying your head was in the camera, dude.
Oh, my fault.
Oh, shit. That's so funny.
But
you can go to the Jones, like, the Eyes Wide Shut Jones.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, so it's interesting now because I feel like this country's going through the same kind of like sexual awakening that people went through in the 60s, and I think everything is
69.
It's like the pendulum, you know, so everything shifts back and forth. So we're coming.
What do you mean everybody going, I'm gender fluid and this shit?
Well, Billy D. Williams talking about he's gender fluid.
He's too old to be gender fluid.
I believe him. I believe
Landell
him.
Landell Calrissian talking about whatever happens, happens. Like, what is?
I believe him. I believe him. He was fine. He was getting everything.
But he's not gender fluid now.
No, like, he's saying that he came out
as gender fluid.
Yeah.
So he was fucking.
Wait, you can come out as gender fluid?
At 8 years old, you come out whenever you want to come out, I guess.
So why did they change it from gender fluid to bisexual?
That motherfucker was waiting for the right term for it to sound good enough for Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if Billy Dee Williams said, I'm bi, no more Colt 45. But
wait, get that bottle out your mouth.
Yeah, it's for straight niggas.
No, he's I believe it. I believe it for sure.
Oh,
for sure.
Shit.
Yeah.
Give me that Colt 45.
But I think it just when it comes to stuff like that, we definitely are coming out of like a very conservative time, and it's now like the conservatism is so extreme that people are like, nah, I'm not doing none of that. And that's similar to like when you think about the 40s and the 50s, where it's like the nuclear family, and you sit at home and you eat, you know, dinner at 6 o'clock with everybody at your table. You're drinking a big ass glass of milk, and mom and dad have separate fucking beds. Remember? Yeah. And then like I Love Lucy's, all those shows, they had separate beds because they couldn't show a married couple in the same bed. Like when you're dealing with that, like that Puritan ideal of like what America and sexuality is, and you got to the 60s and people's burning their bras and having sex and doing drugs, and then in the 80s they let that rock out for like 2 decades, and in the 80s they was like, alright, we gotta shut the shit down again.
You got AIDS,
you got conservatives, you got Ronald Reagan, you got all these people, this whole like big like Larry Graham, all of these like super Christians, these big mega churches on news, on the shows every weekend. So then you have all of that, and I feel like now we're getting back to like, alright, now we're about to like, now we're about to embark on like probably 20 years of like people being like, this is who I am, this is what I subscribe to, I'm not falling for that, you can't tell me what to do anymore.
So
I think we're going back through like a personal and sexual awakening, and that's also why you see so many people questioning like Christianity now. You know, a lot of people are like, I don't identify with that, or it doesn't make any sense to me, and then it's like no labels. And I think I deal with it a lot because like my brother's a millennial and he lives with me, and I have to hear him.
Aren't you a millennial?
No, I'm not, I'm a Gen X.
As are we.
1980.
I'm not Gen X.
No, y'all.
I'm 1986.
I'm 84.
No, so you're a millennial. You're a millennial.
How are he a millennial?
Because the cutoff is 81.
Oh!
But you were born in 81.
80.
Oh. 1980. Right when it started, bruh.
Damn.
Yeah, a generation goes for 15 years. So people try to like fudge when it starts and ends, but it's a generation.
Somebody told me, because it's the end of the age of Aquarius. That's what they said. And whatever's next is what the fuck this is.
Yeah.
That's what I heard some hippie say that somewhere.
So did they have an age of Taurus?
They had all this shit, but it's in the age of Aquarius, this was all this.
It's like when all the like creativity and stuff is supposed to.
Yeah. Okay, you read that? You read that type of stuff?
No, I just heard somebody say it. I was like, that could make sense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I believe.
Everybody got a theory. I just be like, whatever.
Yeah. I believe in astrology.
I don't believe in astrology.
Me neither.
Let me tell you why.
Annoy me. They're like, my sign says, oh, this sign.
But you got to also realize.
Super generic.
No, man, we got to understand something. Those people are just like fly by night. They're just like picking off the top. Okay, so when you really think about astrology, think back to ancient civilizations, and they didn't have television, they didn't have Netflix, they didn't have smartphones, they had the sky.
And ayahuasca and drugs.
No, not all of them.
Drugs have been around
since
the dawn of time. There's always been a plant or something that you could, that could alter your mind and give you another type of experience.
Oh, no, of course, but I'm talking about when you think about world travelers and ancient civilizations, they travel according to the stars.
Yeah.
And the stars are the, like, the astrological signs.
But the person who had to listen to the stars had to eat a plant that fucking
goes. That's not true.
Yeah, no. They, because you ain't just listening to the stars.
You gotta understand.
No. Like, you're gonna eat a fucking plant. You're gonna look up and the stars gonna be like, this way.
No, so you're thinking about like Harriet Tubman? No, you're thinking about like
was
stars.
High, nigga.
No, you're thinking about
for
like
her to follow the stars.
No, you gotta follow. So you gotta think about it like this. So that's how they learned a lot of things. That's how they knew when to plant. That's how they knew when the rains were coming.
Yeah.
Like the answer was in the sky.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to astrology, my belief and the way I like to make the analogy is that imagine you're a farmer, right?
Okay.
And you're planting your crops. But this particular season when you're planting your crops is a drought. You don't have enough water. The soil is really bad. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So now you're like, all right, I know because at this time when I planted these crops, my harvest is not going to be optimal, or it's going to be different, or it's going to taste different because the soil tastes like this, whatever.
Yeah.
So I know everything that comes out of this batch is going to have some of the same traits because it came through the same experience.
Yeah.
That's how I feel astrology is. If you're born at a certain time, based on all the things that happen around that time, that is imprinted on your genetic DNA or your spiritual DNA, and that could influence some of the things, some of the traits, not all of them, but I think some of the traits that you have in your personality.
Wow.
I can see
that. That's a solid thing.
Yeah.
Would you read this? Or do you you just smoked something?
I think that's just my analogy because I think it's really detrimental to society where we always want to seem like we're so individual and we're so different and we're so special. And it's like, no, we are a collective body that has different experiences, but the whole purpose of us being here is so that we can engage and interact and learn things and make it better for the next generation. And so, you know, if you can understand that scientifically it's proven that African Americans in this country have PTSD as a result of slavery, then you, nigga, we connected. Like, like I didn't have to be on that plantation, but I know what it feels like when I'm in an environment where I know that it's some creepy shit happening. You just, your sixth sense wakes up. So I think we try to dull ourselves down and not really listen to our bodies and our minds because we want to make it seem like we are like not connected or it's like corny or some shit. And it's like, nah, we're connected. You walked into a space and you felt people's energy and you'd be like, nah, I don't like this. You know how many times I tell you I don't like people? You think I'm fucking full of shit. And then eight years later, you'd be like, yeah, Chloe, you were right.
Yeah. Who'd you saying that about?
I said it about a lot of people.
No, people can be shitty.
Yeah.
But also,
you think it's because their sign?
No, I think there's a lot of things. I think it's like a base car model. Like on a base car model, there's certain traits that are going to be there because of your astrological signs. But then I also think that if you go up, it's like your environment, your family, your where you went to school, like a lot of other things come into play. But I don't think that astrology is like as overwhelming of an indicator as it used to be because we have so many other stimulants in
our
lives.
Plus, you can get it in fortune cookies. So that's what ruined it for me.
Fortune cookies are fake.
I know, but it ruined it. The fortune cookies in the newspapers. Once they got into it, it became trivial. It became this thing where that's it's hokey.
Yes, and also
so that takes the belief out of it.
Fucking Carter and Sanborn used to do that shit on Power 99 in Philly.
Yeah,
they used to get on Pisces, Pisces with no Pisces. They used to do that every morning before I went to school. Hokey shit.
Yeah, so it just ruined it for me.
Oh, so you a lion? That mean, oh, you a ram? Yeah. That mean, oh, you some fish? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
So they and with them mainstreaming it, they ruined it.
I hear you, bro.
Yeah, which is
kept
the
that
same
shit
thing.
Antique.
Yeah. Like if you think about like hip hop, mainstream hip hop is trash.
Absolutely.
But you can still dig down and find like the people who speak to what your interests are. So I think
I'm always afraid of that stuff.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like I don't know. Like I've done had my thoughts and shit altered so much. Not altered because unwillingness, but things I believed in that I no longer believe now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I necessarily want to go through that process again, because when you know what I mean,
that's life.
I know, but every part of life, because then you go, you lose stuff, or either you go, well, did I outgrow it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you have to let those things go. You have to let those things go, especially when you're embarking. Like I know that I'm embarking on another level of my life, and it could be just coinciding with me turning 40 next year.
Yeah,
and I know
you'll be 40. You know, you were 37 for at least for me. You were 37 for the last like 5 years.
This doesn't make any sense. I'm 38. I'll be turning 39.
I know, but every time, like, my wife pointed it out, she was like, how old is Chloe? I'm like, she's 37. She said, baby, she's been 37 since we met. I go, well, I don't know.
You're going to be 40, huh?
Age me. Yeah, I'm going to be 40 next year. And so I think it's
what we doing for your 40th?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything this year, but, I mean, we're going to have Friendsmas, so that'll be maybe like a small little, like, I mean, have like a little
Do we take you to a swinging party?
No, I'm done. I'm done swinging. I'm done swinging.
Well, you should go into your 40s with the last swing.
My
bestie's trying to get me to do it this year. She was like, there's a big party. She's like, you could go to this big party. It's on New Year's Eve. And
I don't know,
like,
but you
tell your fucking swinging friends to get off your jock, man. You got shit to do. Fuck your diet.
He just don't want me to go. I know. But Derek, do you want to go to a swing party?
No, I do not.
Okay, so now let me tell you something. There's different levels to it, right? So there's first of all,
I got invited to one by some other chick.
Okay, so let me break this down, because a lot of people talk about swinging and they don't really know a lot about it. Okay, so
did you mention swinging in your book?
No, because it's too complicated, and I didn't want to undermine the community, because it is a very tight knit and protective community. So as a single person, they don't consider you a swinger. You're just a single person.
Yeah.
So in their community, a swinger is like a couple who's in a committed or dating serious relationship, and they both embark on swinging with other people.
Yeah.
Now there's soft swap, and then there's like full swap. Soft swap is where only one person in the couple has sex with other people. Mostly like the egotistical male who doesn't want his woman fucking anybody else, but he can fuck other people, and then she agrees.
A soft swap sounds like you just get titty sucked. Soft swap, just like, go ahead, get the titties licked. All right, that's enough.
Yeah,
bring it back.
No, you just pay, a soft swap
bring
is you. Soft swap is you holding a bitch's legs back while your man drills her.
That's soft swap.
Like you're a co-pilot. Like, because most soft swap is like the woman doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, but also there's also this soft swap where it's like one person has sex, but the other person doesn't have sex. And okay. that could be like a woman not having sex and her man gets to fuck other people. Or yeah. it could be a woman who has like a husband who's a cuck.
Yeah.
Who lets her fuck other dudes whose dick is bigger than his, but he mm-hmm. knows that he wants his wife to be pleased and he doesn't want a divorce.
Yeah.
So those are soft swap situations. Full swap is when both couples go to a party or have an event or go to an outing or they both engage with sex with other people in yeah. the presence of each other or not in the presence of each other. But the thing about swapping is like it's all about communication. So you have to tell, like, rightfully so, you yeah. should not be like, you should not sleep with somebody else unless you told your partner that I want to go meet up with this person.
Yeah.
It's because if not, even though it sounds weird, it's if you cheating. Don't, it's cheating
yeah.
because you don't communicate it.
Mm.
Oh, okay. All right. So you just out there having a buffet.
So then what's hard swap?
No, full. I'm not, it's not hard swap. Full swap.
Oh, okay.
Full swap. Sorry, not hard swap.
So you in there just walking around swapping with anybody, right?
So how do they stop
you
people?
You was like a referee.
Or yeah. like a, let me tell you something. The first
how do they stop
six
people from just going in there and just being like, yo, oh, I'm just trying to get my dick sucked.
No. There's so many things now. And even now, it's even more complicated. I mean, I haven't done this in years, but yeah. it's even more complicated now because a lot of the online sites for which the swingers went to were being targeted for yeah. Sex trafficking and prostitution. And they,
wow.
even though they weren't, but it was like basically when they passed this law about like sex trafficking and prostitution, they kind of applied it to the swing community. And yeah. so now they have so many. So
how does
things.
It apply though?
Because his genitals being thrown.
Yeah, because they're trying to say it like you're advertising sex for a profit. So put it
pussy
like this.
And dick being thrown all over the room.
Yeah. So put it like this: if I was to throw a swing party and I'm charging tickets for it, they would try to say that's prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then call it donation. Say that they're paying for the food.
Yeah. But so
just go, yeah, come. It's a $10 donation that gets you a platter. And
well,
gets you a Gatorade.
It's way more than $10.
A platter?
A platter.
Uh-huh.
It's way more than $10.
A full swap
How
platter.
How much is it the fucking swing?
If it's, if it's, so single females are always free because they need yeah. females. Single males.
Well, if Billy D. Williams was there, he'll make them pay.
Single males yeah. get charged the most because they're the most aggressive and they're the most.
They're the most rapey.
Not rapey, niggas but like fuck. they do too much.
All this hole in
so,
here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so they get so let's just say if women are single women are nothing. Yeah. Single men will probably be like 150.
Damn.
And then a couple will be.
But how many
like
people do you get to fuck with at 150?
It's not like that.
you can do that shit like you paid to go see a movie.
Like
no.
a
just movie
you put the 150 no. on a card, swipe the
you
bit.
Might,
bit
you,
over. Let me
you
swipe
might get
real
nothing.
Fast.
You might get nothing. Fuck
you got wait. $75 left on this card.
So it's a so it's not like David Buster's?
No, it's not.
That's
like
what I
David
thought.
Buster's.
Yeah. It's like
you can't swipe. Come
wait,
here.
You're telling me you can pay $150 and still not get fucked? Do you get your money back?
Want to fuck you?
Jesus.
You get your money back?
No, you don't get your money back.
Nah, I'll be complaining. I'm like, ain't nobody right. suck the nipple, suck the fucking
yeah.
butt.
Yeah, and then you
ain't
get
no
and
swallow
you get,
pussy in here for
and
me.
You get uh-huh. carried up out of there. Yeah, it's yeah, it's
you got to be
attractive.
So the vibe is you got to be cool. I guess
you got to be cool. You have to have a conversation. If you approach a woman that's in a relationship, you have to kind of
talk to the dude too. So yeah. you got to have game.
No, it's just about like being pleasant. Present and yeah. being pleasant and also yeah. respecting the rules. So there are a lot of rules. Like you don't touch people unless you ask yeah. to touch them. Like there's a lot of things that. And so the interesting thing about the reason why I began to swing is because I was talking about how being a bigger girl influenced some decisions I made when it came to intimacy with men
yeah.
and swinging actually helped boost my confidence. So I'm glad I had that time.
Yeah.
But I will say this, the reason why I stopped in addition to like, you know, not trying to be doing that shit and have a career and then you get sucked then because you know this, like I start thinking, you start thinking like yeah. a swinger. And so my approach to men would be very aggressive and no nonsense.
Yeah.
And I wasn't doing all of that cutesy girl shit. And so I had to kind of like stop
Chloe out there
that.
Grabbing dicks. She was
I
out there
like,
yo,
dicks.
What's up?
How about tonight?
Motherfucker.
That's how Chloe used to be.
That's no, Chloe.
And with that
dick.
Being said,
I've never grabbed your dick. Don't lie. Don't end on that shit. I've never grabbed your dick. I've never grabbed
she
either
grab
one of your dick. No, I've never grabbed
she
anybody's
grabbed mine.
Dick.
She grabbed my heart.
Chloe afraid to be me too before her book release.
No, because y'all need to say I never grabbed no dick.
Chloe wouldn't grab dicks.
I don't know if Chloe grabbed
it. I wish she grabbed mine one time back in the day, but it never happened. But anyway, remember, fuck your diet. When's it come out?
January 7th, but you can pre-order it now. And pre-orders are very important because pre-orders help get your book to a bestseller list. So you can order it now and it's like put it on hold, like layaway, like you're going to get it when it comes out. But it just shows that I have a lot of sales.
So. Damn. All right.
There you go.
Are you going to have a follow-up about swinging?
I don't know. I mean, I think you just really want me to talk about swinging.
That shit is funny. I like, it's funny.
But I will say
this. Is it a hotel?
What do you mean?
Do they do like, so you're fucking in front of people?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to come back and talk more
about
it.
Oh my God. Yes.
I have to go. But
this is getting hot in here. I love when Chloe talk dirty.
I am going on tour. I'm going on tour with this book. So January 6th through 7th. I don't know what my camera is. January 6th through 7th, I'll be at Zany's in Chicago, New York City. January 10th and 11th, I'll be headlining at Gotham Comedy Club.
And there you have it.
And then the following week, I'll be making stops in Philly, D.C., L.A., San Francisco, and Boston. So please go to FYourDiet.com. I'm going to have my book tour up there. Please come out and see me. Buy a book. Tell a friend to buy the book. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much.
And it's a legit book. It ain't one of those books you get
at
like...
a pamphlet, nigga.
Look, it got a barcode. It got a publisher right here.
You got your turtleneck on in the back? Yeah. Your turtleneck?
No, why didn't you do the little turtleneck
picture? Why you do the turtleneck author shit?
First of all, when the full book comes out, then my picture will be inside.
What turtleneck with a gold chain on.
It'll be a hard copy, a hardcover book. This is just a preview copy.
All right. Did you get a quote from me?
No, because you didn't read my book.
Oh, man. Damn. But I still want my name on the back. Did you give me a thank you?
Something like that.
All right.
I want to be in the book.
Big up yourself, bro. Anyway, Chloe Hilliard, Fuck Your Diet, comes out January 7th. She's going on tour. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another wonderful episode of...
No Need for Apologies.
Talk to you.
Your skin looks nice.
Thank you.
Your skin do look nice. Look at that.